Well, with the tragedy in Japan, more and more information coming out on that, a human tragedy, and many people in America doing what they can to help out, sending help. And we're connected to that area with the Mitsubishi plant and other area people in our area from that vicinity, or people working in that area from here. And, of course, John Taylor joins us now to talk about the economy and the influence of this tragedy. John?
Well, yeah, and, of course, over the weekend, the market had some time to try to assess part of this. You know, the market was actually up, ironically. The U.S. market was up fairly strongly on Friday. This morning, the Dow futures are down about 80 points. Japan Central Bank is doing a lot of things that sound familiar. They're injecting billions of yen into the money market to keep liquidity flowing. They're going to buy government securities, et cetera. Sounds strangely familiar. One of the, I guess, unintended consequences of this has been the impact that it's had on oil prices. And, in fact, this morning, oil futures are trading at a two-week low. And people say, well, that sounds really strange. Why would that be? Well, Japan is the third largest energy-consuming nation in the world. Of course, they import virtually all of their energy needs. So with this huge crisis that they have here, it's going to have a huge impact upon manufacturing and all different types of consumption. So the assumption will be there will be a decrease in demand for imported oil and other energy. So therefore, world markets have driven down the price of oil. We do get some significant things happening economically in our country this week. Tomorrow, the Fed, the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee, meets. They will release their recommendation, their report, at 1:15 our time tomorrow afternoon. Now, we know they're not going to lower rates, because you can't lower rates below zero. We don't think they're going to raise rates yet, but it's going to be interesting. Of course, the wordsmithing that they do, the what they issue in terms of what the market reads into what they're saying and what they're not saying. One bit of kind of big news this morning is that the sage of Omaha, Warren Buffett, the guy that runs Berkshire Hathaway, announcing one of their very biggest acquisitions. They're going to spend $9 billion in cash to buy Lubrizol. And that's a company that makes a number of things. Most people are familiar with the additives they make for gasoline and diesel and other things for the transportation sector, but they also make chemicals for the pharmaceutical sector. They're going to pay a 28% premium to Friday's closing price, $135 a share. It closed Friday at $105 a share. And, of course, we know that that's Mr. Buffett said recently that they got lots of cash. They'd like to be buying other companies, but they can't find anything to buy. And last year, they bought Burlington Northern Santa Fe. I guess they're the second largest railroad in the country. Wrote a check for that for about $30 billion. So writing a check for $9 billion is certainly no problem for them. Later in the week, we get the wholesale inflation number. We get that Wednesday. That's the PPI, the Producer Price Index. Following that on Thursday, we get the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, from the government. That'll be those will be very interesting numbers, because we continue to talk and talk and talk about inflation, whether we really have it, how it's affecting our economy.
So many influences at home and abroad on the economy.
Well, and of course, the situation in Japan is going to take the focus, at least for a while, off of all the unrest in the Middle East. But I will assure you that that unrest is going to continue. And so we really have volatility to, you know, the power of 2 or 10 or something here over the next perhaps several weeks. Time to be very, very careful in the markets.
All right, John. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach John by calling him at 782-2527. That's 479-782-2527, or email him at johntaylor@sternagee.com.